Today is Thursday, April 1st, and you're listening to The Morning Announcements. I'm Sammy Sage. Day three was an extremely emotional day where the prosecution brought more witnesses and showed new body camera footage of Floyd's arrest. They showed Officer Lane confronting Floyd in his parked car with a gun, telling him to put his hands up without saying why. In the footage, you can hear Floyd saying, "Please don't shoot me, man. I just lost my mom, man." Plus several minutes of the officers trying to get Floyd into the car as he struggled and said he was claustrophobic. The footage also heard one witness, 61-year-old Charles McMillan, urging Floyd to cooperate and saying that he can't win. You can also hear Chauvin telling McMillan that we've got to control this guy because he is a sizable guy. Looks like he is probably on something. On the stand, McMillan broke down emotionally upon seeing the footage. McMillan also revealed that he had interacted with Chauvin around the neighborhood 5 days before Floyd's death. He said that he had seen him in the community prior and that he had said to Chauvin, "Officer, at the end of the day, you go home to your family safe and let the next person go home to their family safe." We also saw security footage from inside Cup Foods and heard testimony from the clerk who interacted with Floyd over the counterfeit $20 bill. The clerk, whose name was Chris Martin, explained that if he were found to have accepted a counterfeit bill, it would have been deducted from his pay, and that he believed George Floyd did not realize he was using a counterfeit bill. The cashier also said that Floyd appeared high but not incapacitated. Matt Gaetz has responded to the DOJ investigation into his potential sex trafficking by claiming that it's part of an organized criminal extortion scheme against him and his family, and that someone allegedly tried to extort his family by texting his father on March 16th, demanding $25 million to make the trafficking allegations go away. He also added that he and his father have been cooperating with the FBI and wearing a wire. All of this sounds like a really poorly thought out movie plot. In reality, the New York Times reported that the probe into Gaetz began over 6 months ago, well before this person allegedly texted Matt's dad, and the investigation was actually open under Bill Barr's DOJ. I can't believe I'm reporting news that includes the phrase "Matt's dad." This week, President Biden announced a number of new measures to help combat violence against AAPI communities, including a new COVID-19 equity task force that specifically addresses anti-Asian xenophobia and bias. They also announced new government-funded initiatives, such as a program to provide services to AAPI victims of domestic abuse and sexual assault, and the FBI added a page to its website that will report any instances of Asian American hate crimes. Good news on the vaccine front. Preliminary findings from a trial by Pfizer are showing that their COVID vaccine is safe and 100% effective in preventing COVID in teenagers ages 12 to 15. The company plans to request emergency use authorization from the FDA for 12 to 15-year-olds in the coming weeks. Also, so far in the U.S., just over 50% of senior citizens have been fully vaccinated, and 15% of the U.S. population overall has been fully vaccinated. New York State has officially legalized recreational marijuana and enacted a program that will reinvest 40% of the tax revenue from pot sales into minority communities that have been harmed by the war on drugs. People convicted of marijuana-related offenses that are no longer criminalized will have their records automatically expunged. Certain parts of the law went into effect immediately, and it's now legal to possess up to 3 ounces of weed and smoke in public wherever tobacco smoking is allowed. So this should be a very happy 420 coming up. Guess what? According to two congressional sources, aka people who would know, Russian hackers stole thousands of State Department officials' emails last year. They were able to access emails from the department's Bureau of European and Eurasian Affairs and the Bureau of East Asian and Pacific Affairs, which work on issues related to U.S. allies, including NATO, European, and Indo-Pacific partners. I can't imagine why they would find those specifically interesting. This would be the second known Kremlin-backed breach of the State Department in less than 10 years. Maybe we should upgrade our security or something. Two Capitol Police officers are suing Donald Trump over physical and emotional injuries they suffered from the January 6th Capitol riots. The two officers have been on the force for more than a decade and are each seeking at least $75,000 in damages. Trump hasn't responded to the lawsuit yet, and my guess is he never will. Thank you for listening to The Morning Announcements. If you're enjoying this podcast and want to show your support, head over to our iTunes feed to rate, review, and subscribe, or follow this podcast if you're listening on Spotify. If you want more of my news content, follow me on Instagram at Sammy, where I post funny news content throughout the day. Also, be sure to check out our Betches Sup and Morning Announcements merch collection on shotbetches.com. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.